This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The International Monetary Fund has cut its forecast for global economic growth to just 2.9% for 2013. This comes as central bankers, finance ministers, and development pros from around the world gather in Washington for the annual meeting of the World Bank and IMF. Kate Davidson reports.
You guessed it. It's the debt ceiling.
It's a big black cloud that's hanging over everyone.
Jan Randolph is director of sovereign risk at IHS Global Insight. The risk of a U.S. default is what he calls a low probability, high impact risk.
It's a bit like the risk, as I said, of the Eurozone collapse last year, or nuclear Armageddon during the Cold War.
In this case, it's the risk of another contagious recession in the world's biggest economy. Ken Rogoff is a Harvard economist speaking at today's meeting. He says some of these visiting officials are used to deflecting criticism at these meetings. So for them, it's kind of a relief to be in Washington and find that the coverage has changed.
And they're so happy that they don't see complaints about Europe. They don't see criticisms of what's going on in China, that everything's focused on the U.S.
Of course, that's with the assumption that there will be an 11th hour deal to avert the looming crisis. I'm Kate Davidson for Marketplace.